Adam Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes, so how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's live and local now for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Installation, may have big news for us today. Don't know. We'll find out. We'll be joined by Rico Aller just about an hour from now. I'm very pleased to have on a regular guest who's a good guy and a friend. He is Michael Schaus. He is the Communications Director of Nevada Policy, formerly known as NPRI. Maybe they're still known that way. Don't know. But you guys have come out with something called the Nevada Piggy Book, and it's not a children's book, I don't think.
It's not. In fact, it might scare the kids. It might scare the kids.
Explain what this is.
I love it. We do this every couple of years. All it really is it's an anthology of some of the most egregious examples of waste in the state. So a great example is the first chapter that we have in this year. The DMV decided that they were going to update their computer system. And this sounds like a good idea because the DMV is basically a poster child for everything that's wrong with the government. They got a $75 million contract with a foreign tech company. And it turns out that this tech company didn't even have anybody that spoke English to write reports for the work that they did. So they spent a total of $17 million not being able to communicate with this company before they finally decided to pull the plug.
Now, do you ever connect the dots and say who it was, whose bright idea it was to get into a contract, a multi-million dollar contract, with an organization that doesn't speak English?
Well, the lawmakers, lawmakers all agreed that it needed to be updated. So everybody was like, oh yeah, let's do this $75 million upgrade, which, by the way, is funded by a fee tacked onto all DMV transactions. So you and I are still paying for it, even though this company wasn't able to communicate with anybody. And here's the best part, just to show you how egregiously inefficient government is. They spent $25,000 creating a communications plan with this company that could not communicate in English. You can't make this stuff up.
That's incredible. It's called the Nevada Piggy Book. Where can folks find this, by the way? Because the stuff in there is really good.
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Each one of those stories will kind of make you laugh, but then you start to think about, oh yeah, that's right, it's my money.
It's our money.
And you start to cry. You can find it at npri.org. If you just go to npri.org, you'll see it right there. We've got a couple of hard copies that we're going to be handing out to some groups and individuals and what have you, so keep your eyes open for those.
I love that. Yeah. I love that idea of the transparency that you guys give, whether it's Transparent Nevada or whatever the project is. You guys are into getting the information out.
Yeah, and this is one of those things. I mean, you know, obviously this is a book that's really popular with fiscal conservatives and libertarians because they get to look at it and use these as examples of how government wastes our money. But honestly, this ought to be something that people on the left are really interested in as well. Because if you believe that government should be doing all the things that government's doing, you should be just as outraged as I am when they spend the money inefficiently, when they spend the money poorly, when they waste it and they throw it away on things. Because that means that there's one less dollar to teach a kid. That means that there's one less dollar to go and stop crime. That means that there's one less dollar to do all these things that you want government to do. So it should be something that's bipartisan.
I want to turn your attention to what's going on today in our nation's capital. The mob has taken over the capital. This is not unlike, by the way. In fact, it looked remarkably similar. And I'm sure that some of the organizers of this thing going on in Washington were the same ones that a couple of years ago were in Madison, Wisconsin, storming and essentially camping out in the Capitol. There's a difference. The Capitol Police in Madison, Wisconsin are not quite as hardened as the folks in our nation's capital. Capitol Police, they're tough. Folks.
Yeah, don't mess around with the Capitol Police.
No. What do you make of this, though?
You know, it's the outrage machine is just in full swing right now. It's, you know, we've seen it since the beginning of, Kavanaugh's nomination, but really even before that, there's just this, there's this entire industry of rage out there. And it's, everybody is outraged about everything, and you'd have to think at some point people are going to be tired of being outraged by everything. I mean, I'm amazed at the stamina of some of these folks who are out there, you know, trying to occupy the Capitol building or holding their protests. We saw the same thing at the Supreme Court when the Janus case happened. These folks that were out there for days on end trying to make a stand. At some point, I have to wonder how much of this is genuine outrage and how much of this is just people trying to gin up other people's emotions.
No, I mean, some of these people... And in fact, one of the women that essentially kidnapped a U.S. senator in an elevator, Jeff Flake, should have been prosecuted, probably won't be, but works for a George Soros-funded organization.
Yeah, and it's even worse than that. There have been some groups on the left that have said, okay, if you go out there and you protest and you get arrested, we will cover your legal bills. I mean, imagine that for a second. Just pretend for a second that we lived in an alternate universe where the Koch brothers were telling people to go get arrested and they'd cover their legal bills. Do you think that the media would ignore that for 1 second?
Now the question, though, why is it we on the left, we just don't do this kind? We don't do outrage really well. We don't take over buildings. We don't chain ourselves to the White House. As they did during the, Code Pink did during the George W. Bush administration. Explain to me why we don't do that.
Yeah,
Is it because we have jobs?
That's the joke, and there might be some truth to that. I think it's deeper than that. You look at people who identify as conservative or libertarian. What do we really want from government? We want government to leave us alone. Now, why is that? Because we want to go live our life. We're too busy not being outraged. We're too busy enjoying family. We're too busy working. We're too busy doing all the things that we want to do and that we want government to stop getting in the way of. So just personality-wise, people on the right tend not to be the type of person that's going to go out there and create a huge fuss. People on the left, on the other hand, they tend to want to tell you how to live. They tend to want to tell government how to interfere with everybody's life, so they're going to be more prone to these acts of outrage.
What do you tell people? For instance, logic would say, well, if 500 protesters have taken over the Capitol Rotunda, and they're flagging down and they're grabbing members of the Senate and of Congress. Logic would say, well, maybe we ought to get not 500, but 750 or 1,000 people defending Brett Kavanaugh. But we don't do it. And for the life of me, I don't quite understand why.
You know, this is actually a problem that we have, not just on the federal level, but even on the state level. You look at, for example, I I always, when I'm talking to other groups in other states, I always point to school choice here in this state. You know, we had 10,000 parents sign up for education savings accounts. We're seeing anywhere between 70 and 75% support for the concept of school choice in this state. And yet, when the legislature meets, trying to get parents to show up there is always a bit difficult because parents have a lot going on. You know, they're driving the kids to and from school. They're going to work. It's really hard to get people motivated to go and show up when it's something that's public policy. Now, the left has been really good at it for decades. They've always been very good.
They can always draw a crowd.
Yeah, they've got an army. I mean, part of this is, you know, public sector unions and even private sector unions. They've got folks just at the ready.
Now Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. They've got activists. They've done so good at building an activist base. And that's something that we on the right really haven't ever done. I mean, we've seen a little bit of it here in the state. I'm going to have Nevada Policy take credit for some of this when it comes to, you know, and some of the other great school choice groups have taken credit for some of it as well, and I think rightfully so. But ultimately, the army of people who are ready to show up at a moment's notice, it's much bigger on the left, and it's simply because they're more organized. They're team players. I always joke that libertarians and conservatives, you would never be able to create a baseball team with only libertarians and conservatives because we don't play well together. We're individualists.
More coming up from Michael Schaus. He's communications director for Nevada Policy, formerly Nevada Policy Research Institute. But it didn't fit on a bumper sticker, so they just shortened it to Nevada Policy. And I'm damn glad they did. Stick around, more to do as we continue. We'll also maybe squeeze in a call or two. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend, Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business. And that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. A new dad is among us. Michael Schaus, the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, now known as Nevada Policy. And you and I were supposed to be at a meeting, I don't know, a couple of 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever it was. Yep. And you didn't make it.
I didn't.
But for a good reason.
Yeah, very good reason. Apparently, when your wife decides that we're, you know, she's going to go into labor, you should be there for that. So
it's helpful.
Yeah, it was. No, it's very good. Very excited. This, you know, got a brand new life in the house, which is always pretty exciting.
A brand new baby girl, and
yeah.
She is
Anastasia. Anastasia Schaus. It's gonna, yeah, beautiful name, beautiful, beautiful daughter. I mean, I know every parent says that, but
yeah.
I'm actually telling the truth here.
I think that's great. Are you guys sleeping?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And everybody tells me that, you know, oh, it's not going to get better. You've got 18 years of this. But
No, come on. No.
Well,
it does get better. I know that from personal history.
Well, we were talking about it. And for anybody that went to our anniversary dinner, you probably already heard this. That was last week. You know, all the stuff that we work on here at Nevada Policy, I mean, it's all stuff that, you know, we obviously have deep convictions about it and we care about it. So much of it becomes more personal. School choice. I mean, 5 years, my daughter's going to be going to school. Does that mean that I'm going to have to move, or are we going to actually have options to send her someplace nice? You know, all these policy issues that we're working on, they do impact people in a very, very personal way.
They go from the abstract to the very personal real fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's. I always think of what Milton Friedman said, where he goes, if everybody had to write a check to the IRS, we would have no income taxes. You know, and that's because you would see it, and it would be personal. You'd be writing it down every single week. And it's the same thing when you talk about a lot of these other policy issues. You have to sit back sometimes and think, how does this impact people personally? And it does. Everything that we talk about is very personal to folks.
Great job numbers came out today. Unemployment rate down to 3.7%. If you've been listening to the hourly news, you know that, well, that's the lowest in 49 years. The president promised us on the campaign trail that there'd be those among us who would get tired of winning. This guy keeps winning and winning and winning some more. I mean, explain how this guy keeps winning despite all of the stuff that's going on around him.
Yeah, you know, this is a great lesson for people who dislike politics but still believe that we need to have good policies. Because the politics nowadays, it is frustrating. You go onto Facebook, you go onto Twitter, and it just drives you nuts. But we do have good policies. You know, Donald Trump is a great example of how you can disassociate, say, a personality that a lot of people might disagree with the policies that seem to be doing well. I mean, lowest unemployment rate in 49 years, that's not bad. You know, that's half a century.
Wages are up. I mean, you look across the board.
Regulation is down. Wages are up. You know, people are making more. Yeah, confidence. Just confidence in the economy is huge. Because if you have a small business and you're thinking about expanding, you're going to wait until you're confident about the economy.
I want to ask you about the what I think is going to be a momentous November 6th. I'm not sure it's going to be quite like Trump beating Hillary, but I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be very surprised, and this so-called blue wave that was going to overtake not just our state but the country, they may have to put that one on hold.
It's a distinct possibility. I will say that this, you know, this upcoming election is going to be interesting. You know, when Trump first got involved in politics, I basically said, that's it, I'm done making predictions. Because there was just nothing you could say that ever turned out correctly if you stuck to conventional wisdom. Right now, I could honestly see it going either way. I can see people looking at the world saying, I'm confident things are going well. I'm not going to tell the pollsters I'm voting for Republicans, but I'll vote for Republicans. On the other hand, I can also, you know, look at the left right now. They're energized. They're upset. They are angry. And, you know, honestly, angry voters make for voters that actually show up. So there's a risk there that it might not be the blue wave they were talking about a year ago, but it could still very much be an uphill battle for anybody that is on the other side of the aisle.
I'm just curious if, you know, all, like Tom Steyer, the billionaire from California, is organizing and is spending millions of dollars right here in the state of Nevada with his next gen? And he's got, Impeach Now. He's got two groups that he's funding that are operating here in the state. And my question is, will they be able to get people so energized that they actually vote? Young people normally don't vote.
Yeah, that's kind of the risk.
Love to march. Yeah. They love to do this. But they don't vote.
Yeah, and that's somewhat the risk that he's running. I mean, I saw in Colorado, when I lived in Colorado, Steyer was coming in, spending a lot of money in there, organizing the left into basically an unstoppable machine. And I saw the state of Colorado go from a kind of red, we'll say pinkish state, to a purple state, to a blue state. And he did a very effective job. That being said, it's a very different political world today. So I don't know if his same tactics are going to work.
Can you stick around and maybe take a couple of calls?
Absolutely.
Michael Schaus, Nevada Policy, joining us in studio. We'll take some calls on the other side. How's about that? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we're going to talk about Brett Kavanaugh some more. We're also going to talk about political races right here in the state of Nevada. And by the way, one race for governor that is surprising people, John Cox running for governor in the People's Republic of California. I can't believe it. Stick around. We got a lot of work still to do before the end of this week, okay? If you are ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. My name is Kevin Wall. That is Michael Schaus from Nevada Policy. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, formerly known as NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. They wanted something that would fit on a bumper sticker, and so Nevada Policy is what you're working with now. I just want to ask you, though, do you think most people, you and I follow this thing.
Oh, sure.
You know, every day, 24/7, 365. But do you think most people follow this and know what's going on in our nation's capital on their behalf, what the Democrats are doing to Brett Kavanaugh?
Short answer is no. You know, I think most people probably know the rough outline of the story. They know that there's some woman that's accusing Kavanaugh, and that's the end of it. And you and I kind of talked about this off the air. The thing that really gets to me is, even if, let's say that you are a Democrat, you care about Ford, you believe Ford's story, you should still be outraged at how the Democrats have handled this. They had an opportunity to bring this up to the FBI long before it was public. They had the opportunity to talk to the committee about it behind closed doors. They even had the opportunity to talk to Brett Kavanaugh about it behind closed doors. The fact that they haven't done any of that tells me that it was far more about publicity than it was about getting to any sort of truth or really nailing down what happened on that random night in 1982. And so I think most people, because they don't follow it close enough, don't really know about just how outrageous the entire thing has been from A to Z.
But now everybody knows. And Don Jr. made some comments earlier this week that got him into some little bit of hot water, that, you know, young men are becoming victims. And he said, you know, I've got daughters and I got boys. I'm more worried for my boys than I am for the girls. Relative to hashtag Me Too, because you can be you can be accused of something that you didn't do and still be tarnished by it.
Yeah, well, it's important
and
to
that
remember.
Can happen to everybody, not just potential Supreme Court justices.
And that's just the problem. And, you know, you have to remember, in the legal system, I mean, when we decide to try somebody, there's a reason why they are either found guilty or not guilty. There is no innocence ruling, and that's because you cannot prove innocence. The only thing that's provable is guilt. So you either prove them guilty or they are not guilty. And we've kind of we've turned that upside down, at least in the court of public opinion, where people right now are saying, "Oh, you have to believe the victim." Well, you can believe. You know what's amazing about the Kavanaugh, and I saw people on both the left and the right doing this. You can believe both victims here. You can believe Brett Kavanaugh, the accused, and you can believe Ford, the accuser. It's not mutually exclusive. So, evidence is the only thing that will actually say which one's telling the truth.
So what do you think happened on that unknown night at that unknown location in that second floor bedroom with the undisclosed people? We're not sure how many people were there. What do you think happened? This is my take, and it may be totally wrong. I think the woman has a little bit of a screw loose. She may be thinking of some other horrible experience she had, and she just did some transference onto Brett Kavanaugh. Might have been some other rich prep school kid, football player, but not Brett Kavanaugh, because both of them very, very, very believable.
Yeah. I mean, both of them are believable.
What do you think happened?
Let's put it this way. I'm not sure. The only thing I'm sure of, or fairly sure of, is I do believe that something happened to her some time ago. I don't know who did that. I don't know what the circumstances were, but something happened, and my heart actually goes out to her here. I feel bad for her because, again, she sent this letter. Let's assume that she's, you know, being as honest and earnest as she can be. She sent this letter to them, and she asked to be kept out of the spotlight. And they could have done that. They could have abided by her wishes, kept her safe, kept her secure. Instead, they've thrown her into the middle of the circus. Now, you know, regardless of what you think about Kavanaugh, now this woman, she had to move because she's getting death threats. Her credibility is impugned. I mean, everything about it has backfired on her. If you care about her, if you care about victims of sexual assault, you should be outraged at the way Democrats have handled this so far.
I tell you what, let's go to some phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? I've got one line open. You want to seize it now? You can. We'll get to your call before the end of this segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, hopefully you're having an awesome day.
Thank you, sir.
Two things. When I go vote in November, there's two things I'm going to remember. One is I'm going to remember that the Democratic Party went above and beyond trying to destroy Matt's career with zero evidence. And two, I'm going to remember that the Democratic Party voted 100% for Obamacare without reading it. And I'm hoping that other voters come November remember the same thing.
Let me just remind you that I hope you don't wait till November to vote, because you can begin voting, early voting, October 20th. And they make it so easy for you. You're going to do that?
I'm going to do that.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you, man. I like that. No. There's a guy. He knows exactly what he's doing when he goes to the polls.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's one of those things. I always say it's more about policy than politics. You know, anytime I go to the polls, it's always about policy. It's not about politics. What's weird is right now we're in this place where it's, you also have to throw in their behavior. I mean, it's we can steal a word from Hillary Clinton. It's deplorable the way that they are handling this Kavanaugh situation. And I think that is going to weigh on voters. I think it's going to weigh on both Republicans and Democrats.
Well, and the great thing is, if you're looking for somebody to blame, blame Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, because they're the ones that are fueling this thing. They're the ones that created the strategy. A scorched earth, though it may have been, they are the ones that developed the scorched earth policy to help with Brett Kavanaugh and his family and those beautiful girls. Don't worry about them.
And that's the part that's so appalling and upsetting, is the way that they view this human collateral is just that, just collateral. They don't look at the cost this has on people's lives, not just Brett's life, but, you know, his daughter's lives, his wife's life, Ford's life, Ford's family's life. I mean, everybody that is involved in this saga is being negatively affected by it.
The only redeeming feature is that if Kavanaugh is confirmed tomorrow, it's a lifetime appointment. I mean, it's not like saying, this guy will never work again. This guy will never be able to find a job. Well, this guy's got a lifetime gig if he wants it.
Yeah, if he wants it. You know, other parts of his life are still going to be hurt, though. You know, he said in his testimony,
coaching girls' basketball.
Yeah, he said that was his favorite thing in the world, coaching his daughter's basketball team, and he's probably not going to be able to do that anymore. You know, and why? Why? Because of politics. This is the reason why people don't like politics.
Tell you what, let's go to Clinical Carl. Stand by. You're up, and you're on with Michael Schaus from Nevada Policy. Good morning, Clinical Carl.
Hey, how you doing? Hello to you and your guests. I have a little different bent on the Kavanaugh thing. I don't really care whether he's conservative or Republican, but the thing is, when you go for a Supreme Court justice, you have to be two things, unbiased and completely nonpartisan. Now, when I heard him at his rant when he was being questioned, he said, I'm going to, because of what the Clintons did and the election with Trump, and what goes around comes around. Well, that's a threat to be unpartisan. If something comes before him, even if he believes the other way, he's not going to be partisan about it. I don't like that. He could
here's what you're missing, Carl. Simply put, this is not like a guy that's just knocking on the door asking for a job. This is a guy with a 12-year history on the D.C. circuit. There's never been any inkling that he's been partisan in any way, shape, or form. And he's got a 12-year record.
You know, he just sounded like he might be. That's what just
bothered me. Oh, the old Harry Carey. It might be. It could be. It is a home run. sorry, dated reference. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the call. Let's see if we squeeze in one more. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up, and you're on with Michael Schaus from Nevada Policy. My name is Kevin Wall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm gonna tell you something. This extension that the Democrats get, this farce that they did along, and this farce on Jeff Flake, is going to come back to bite them in the butt. Now, let me explain. The American people are fed up with it, and people that are on the fence are going to take and support the Republican cause. So Kavanaugh should be a no-brainer. I'll be shocked if he doesn't get confirmed like 54, 55 votes. First point. Second point is it's going to help us in this state to bring Laxalt over the finish line, because people like judges like Jerry Tao, who takes he's against the woman Kadesh, who's against, doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. And this is like a no-brainer. I really can't believe it, because if we elect the Democrats here in the state of Nevada, that 3% cap on the real estate will be gone within years. Will be gone.
You're talking about property.
Like a no-brainer.
You're talking about property taxes, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, the real estate property tax cap. They'll get it removed, and people like Aaron Ford. Heaven forbid. God forbid if he's elected Attorney General. I mean,
what a sleazeball.
It's criminal in a sense. Yeah. So I think it's a no-brainer, and I can't believe that we're not going to kick butt in November. And this has been like a reverse psychology on the part of Democrats. And don't bite off what you can chew, what you can't chew. And the Democrats have bitten off more than they can chew. And I think if this doesn't motivate independents, Democrats on the fence who are not politically motivated, they'll never be motivated, because this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer come the November election.
And I'll tell you something else, too. I think not only will it motivate some people to vote a certain way, but the other thing it's going to do is it's going to demotivate a lot of folks right now. You know, I think a lot of people in the middle are looking at the circus and they just want to check out. They don't even want to be involved right now. You know, that to me is an incredible opportunity for people who are conservative or libertarian to seize on that and say, hey, guys, come join us. Come look at these policies that we've been talking about. And it's a real opportunity to win people over when they decide to check out of tribal politics for a little while.
What do you know about hashtag walk away? Hashtag walk away is something that was created to talk to people of color. And I got to tell you, to me, this is an interesting concept. The idea that people that normally vote Democrat would walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's something that is very likely. I think it's something that has probably happened before. And I think it's going to happen more as people are getting more and more frustrated with just the circus that is politics right now. They start to check out. And here's the great opportunity that we have. Americans, as you know, we always talk about socialism or Democrat socialism or what have you. At the end of the day, Americans still believe in this idea of individual liberty and individual freedom. And as a result, there's a real opportunity to win for the liberty movement if you can capture those people who are fed up with the theater of politics.
It's always fun having you in. I know you're not getting a lot of sleep. You got a newborn.
Yeah, she's allergic to sleep, I think.
Oh, my gosh. But Michael Schaus, thanks for coming in, having some fun with us, and we'll do it again soon, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, happy to be here.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, we will.
There you go. All of you at the Schaus household. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation. excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just got polled. No. I just finished a poll. It was a two-question poll. And the first question was, as far as creating jobs, what is the most debilitating or positive factor? And the choices were government regulation, taxation, having a minimum wage. And I said excessive regulations. And then they asked the question, if the election were held today, for U.S. Senate, who would you vote for, Jackie Rosen or Dean Heller? I said Dean Heller. Isn't it weird? It's the shortest poll I have ever seen. I don't know who commissioned it. I have to imagine somebody connected with the Jackie Rosen campaign or the Dean Heller campaign. But I answered it. They asked two questions and two questions only. I love those polls because I get polled all the time. Believe it or not, I do. I get polled all of the time. I want you to hear from the president. The president, let's go to cut 7. Because this is something that I hope a lot of people will give a listen to. This is cut 7, why it is that Dems need to be defeated. This is the president from last night, Rochester, Minnesota.
Democrats want to raise your taxes. They want to restore job-killing regulations. There's been no administration ever that's cut as many regulations. And we have regulations. We want clean water. We want crystal clear air. We want beautiful environment. We want. But you don't have to have regulation that makes it impossible for our country to compete with other countries. And that's what we're doing. The Democrats want to cripple law enforcement. They want to get rid of ICE. How about ICE? ICE, they're tough and they love our country. But you need tough ones. They're tough. They love our country. They get rid of MS-13. They get rid of these gangs. You wouldn't believe it. They throw them the hell out or they bring them to jail. The Democrats embrace socialism. We're not going to be Venezuela. You see what's happening. And open our borders to deadly drugs and violent gangs. And I've said it, and I'll say it as many times as you want to hear it. And it's because of their policy, the Democrats are truly the party of crime. Because that's what happens. Open borders, that's what happens. And the Dems are willing to do anything to hurt anyone to get the power they so desperately crave. All they know is how to do, you know what the words are. They want to resist. They want to obstruct. They want to delay, demolish. They want to destroy. That's what happens. That's what happens. And just take a look at what's going on. Democrats have been trying to destroy Judge Brett Kavanaugh since the very first second he was announced. And he was announced for one simple reason. He is an incredible intellect, an incredible person, an incredible talent. He's been an incredible judge because they know that Judge Kavanaugh will protect, uphold, and defend the Constitution of the United States as written.
Wow. The President of the United States. I tell you, last night in Rochester, Minnesota, vintage Trump. He went after the Democrats. He went after Schumer. He went after the fake news media. No, he was really, really on his game last night. And maybe he knew that they were going to win the procedural vote today. Maybe he knew that the unemployment rate was going to go down to 3.7%, the lowest rate in 49 years. 49 years. Or we could have been in the Hillary Clinton administration and have unemployment at 4.6. I don't know. No, that would have been real easy. GDP growth of maybe less than 1%. Yeah, we could have done all that. But instead, we decided we wanted to win. And that's why I keep thinking that 63 million people that voted for Trump, in 2020, it'll be 70 million people. 72 million people. Stick around, more to do. Rico Waller from Carson Insulation in Carson City. That's next. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.